Model Test 5.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11. Thank you for your helpful assistance. Otherwise, I'd surely have missed it. The place is so out of the way.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Goodbye.
Why does the man thank the woman? Question 12. Excuse me, I heard that there were a couple of jobs available in the library, so I'd like to apply for one of them. Can I fill out the application form at home and bring it back next week?
Sure, but you should know that we're about to start looking at the applications, and we hope to make some job offers in a few days.
What does the woman imply? Question 13. That's a great dress, Cindy. I don't think I've ever seen you wear it before.
Oh, I have. It's just that it's sent back to my closet. My sister gave it to me like ages ago, and I totally forgot about it.
What does the woman imply?
Question 14. Well, did you manage to get information from Professor Baker? When are our results coming in?
Well, she was a bit tight-lipped about it.
What can be inferred about Professor Baker? Question 15. I hate the way the trains run in this city. I've been waiting here for almost half an hour.
It's almost 8 o'clock, so we should be on our way soon.
When does the woman begin waiting for the train?
Question 16.
Ooh, this is my favorite song, Iron Man by Black Sabbath. Do you want to give it a try? I have an extra guitar so we can play against each other.
Sure, why not? I'll show you how a real rock star does it.
What can we learn from the conversation?
Question 17.
I'm really in a flap about the interview. I'm in such a need of the job that I can't afford any mistakes.
Take it easy. You've made enough preparations. I'm sure you'll pass it.
What can we learn from the conversation?
Question 18. I was so disappointed to hear that Jim lost his job. I know that his daughter was sick last month, so he was always late to work.
Oh, that wasn't it. Jim made a big error in this week's accounting. The boss was furious.
Why was Jim fired?
Now you'll hear the two long conversations.
Conversation 1. Let's look at your problem. You always fail the job interviews.
It seems so unfair. And the thing is that I always find those questions hard to answer. For example, they always ask me what I think is important in a job.
In this case, you should mention specific rewards other than the paycheck. For example, challenge and the feeling of accomplishment.
That sounds good. And they often ask what makes me decide to join their company, especially when they are rather small and young.
You can tell them that you believe you would have better opportunities with a small but rapidly expanding company like theirs.
Great. I think the most difficult question is what my greatest strengths and weaknesses are.
They are tough questions. For your greatest strengths, give a response like this. I can see what needs to be done and do it. Or, I work well with others.
Terrific.
For your weaknesses, you can identify one or two, such as, I tend to drive myself too hard. The trick is to describe a weakness so that it could also be considered a virtue.
I see. Sometimes they also ask me what I don't like about my previous jobs.
You can talk about the things you don't like, but avoid making even the slightest reference to any of your former employers.
I'll remember that.
Never forget to have at least one question ready, because the interviewer usually asks if you have any questions about the job or the company at the end of the interviews.
I understand employers like a candidate who is interested in the organization.
Right. If you can smoothly apply answers like these during the interview, you are bound to make a good impression.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What is the woman suggested to mention when asked what is important to her in an interview?
Question 20. What is the woman's biggest problem in an interview?
Question 21. What does the man warn against doing when it comes to previous experience?
Conversation 2. Hi, Grace. Mind if I eat lunch with you?
No, Mr. Evans. Not at all.
Thanks. I just heard that you're studying nutrition, and you've got quite a bit of experience working in the cafeteria. So I wonder if you will be interested in a small project we are doing this term.
What's the project all about?
More and more students have been deciding not to buy the meal here, and we want to attract them back. So, I want to hear what students would like. Your job would be to find out.
Well, if the menus were changed, then maybe I wouldn't have to listen to so much criticism.
That makes you perfect for the job. Would you be interested?
I'm not sure. What sorts of changes are you thinking of?
I'd like to make some changes in the way we prepare our food. For example, Just look at what we have to choose from today. You got a fried hamburger, and I got fried chicken. They both contain too much fat.
But you'd better not get rid of them. They're everybody's favorite.
Well, we can certainly keep them, but we need to give the people who are health conscious some choices. For example, we could also prepare chicken without the fatty skin and serve it on some rice with a light sauce. Do you think that would appeal to students?
Well, I'd like that. You're right. You'd better find out what others think. Sorry, I've got to get back to work. I'd like to hear more, though. I'll drop by your office later.
Okay, see you then.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What are the two speakers talking about?
Question 23. What does the man want the woman to do?
Question 24. What does the man suggest the cafeteria do?
Question 25. What is the woman's attitude of the man's project?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. In recent years, many Americans of both sexes and various ages have become increasingly interested in improving their bodies. They have become more devoted to physical fitness. Many persons have a strong desire to become more physically fit. By nature, Americans are enthusiastic and energetic about hobbies or pastimes. And now many of them apply this enthusiasm, optimism, and energy to running. As a result, there are more running clubs to join and numerous books and magazines to read about running. The desire for American people to be physically fit could probably be explained by a passion for good health. The high rate of heart attacks in the 1960s has caused an increase of interest in improving the health condition of the human body. Middle-aged men especially suffer from heart attacks. Thus, they are one group strongly interested in taking more physical exercise. In fact, many doctors often encourage their patients to become more physically active, especially those who have inactive jobs. It is quite interesting to note that the rate of heart attacks began to decrease between 1972 and 1974, and it is still decreasing now. It seems that physical fitness has now become a new love of Americans. But will it last very long? Nobody knows. Only time will tell, or until another new passion comes along and takes its place.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26.
What happens when American people apply great enthusiasm in running? Question 27.
Why are Americans so interested in physical exercise? Question 28. Which of the following is not true according to the passage?
Question 29. What kinds of patients are especially encouraged to take part in physical exercise?
Passage 2. American visitors to Eastern Asia are often surprised and puzzled by how Asian cultures and customs differ from those in the United States. What's considered typical or proper social conduct in one country may be regarded as odd, improper, or even rude in the other. For example, people from some Eastern Asian countries may begin a conversation with a stranger by asking personal questions about family, home, or work. Such questions are thought to be friendly, whereas they might be considered offensive in the United States. On the other hand, people in most Asian cultures are far more guarded about expressing their feelings publicly than most Americans are. Openly displaying annoyance or anger, yelling, arguing loudly, and so forth, is considered ill-mannered in countries such as Japan. Many Eastern Asians prefer to hold their emotions in check and instead express themselves with great politeness. They try not to be blunt and avoid making direct criticisms. In fact, they often keep their differences of opinion to themselves and merely smile and remain silent rather than engage in a confrontation. By comparison, Americans are often frank about displaying both positive and negative emotions on the street and in other public places. Americans visiting Asia should keep in mind that such behavior may cause offense. A major difference between Americans' culture and most East Asian cultures is that in Eastern Asia, the community is more important than the individual. Well, most Americans are considered a success when they make a name for themselves.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 30. How would some Asians start their conversation when they meet for the first time?
Question 31. What would a Japanese do when he feels annoyed?
Question 32. What is encouraged in American culture according to the passage? Passage 3. Good morning, students. I hope you've been able to read the two books about speech and hearing problems that I put in the library. Today's lecture deals with the presence of the unusually large deaf population that existed on the Massachusetts island of Martha's Vineyard for about three centuries. From the settlement of the island in the 1640s to the 20th century, the people there, who were descended from only 25 or 30 original families, married mainly other residents of the island. They formed a highly inbred group, producing an excellent example of the genetic patterns for the inheritance of deafness. In the late 1800s, one out of every 25 people in one village on the island was born deaf, and the island as a whole had a deafness rate at least 17 times greater than that of the rest of the United States. Even Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of the telephone and a prominent investigative researcher into hearing loss, visited Martha's Vineyard to study the population. But because the principles of genetics and inheritance were still unknown, he was not able to explain the patterns of deafness and why deaf parents did not always have deaf children. In the 20th century, the local population has mixed with people off the island, and the rate of deafness has fallen.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33. Where does this talk take place?
Question 34. Why were so many people there deaf?
Question 35. What did Alexander Graham Bell hope to do when he went to the island? Section C.
Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Why are there no restaurants on the moon? Great food, no atmosphere. The atmosphere is the layer of gases that surrounds a planet or other massive body. Although our atmosphere extends for tens of miles, almost 99% of it is within 18 miles of the Earth's surface. Our own atmosphere is mostly nitrogen, with about 20% being the oxygen we breathe. But a planet doesn't start out having an atmosphere like ours. Much of the carbon dioxide that envelops Earth, for example, was originally embedded inside rocks and later released by heat from the sun. About a billion years ago, simple green plants started generating oxygen, which soon became a major part of our atmosphere as well. But more than these kinds of natural processes are needed to have an atmosphere. You also need gravity. Without sufficient gravity, any gases will just leak out into space and be gone. The Earth loses some of its atmosphere this way, but in general, it has enough mass to hold on. The Moon, on the other hand, with only 1/6 the gravitational pull of the Earth, isn't big enough to do the job. Still, recent observations have shown that the Moon does in fact have an atmosphere of its own. It's so thin, however, that it only counts as one in technical terms, and certainly couldn't be breathed. So much for that restaurant.
Now the passage will be read again.
Why are there no restaurants on the moon? Great food, no atmosphere. The atmosphere is the layer of gases that surrounds a planet or other massive body. Although our atmosphere extends for tens of miles, almost 99% of it is within 18 miles of the Earth's surface. Our own atmosphere is mostly nitrogen, with about 20% being the oxygen we breathe. But a planet doesn't start out having an atmosphere like ours. Much of the carbon dioxide that envelops Earth, for example, was originally embedded inside rocks and later released by heat from the sun. About a billion years ago, simple green plants started generating oxygen, which soon became a major part of our atmosphere as well. But more than these kinds of natural processes are needed to have an atmosphere. You also need gravity. Without sufficient gravity, any gases will just leak out into space and be gone. The Earth loses some of its atmosphere this way, but in general, it has enough mass to hold on. The Moon, on the other hand, with only 1/6 the gravitational pull of the Earth, isn't big enough to do the job. Still, recent observations have shown that the Moon does in fact have an atmosphere of its own. It's so thin, however, that it only counts as one in technical terms, and certainly couldn't be breathed. So much for that restaurant.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Why are there no restaurants on the Moon? Great food, no atmosphere. The atmosphere is the layer of gases that surrounds a planet or other massive body. Although our atmosphere extends for tens of miles, almost 99% of it is within 18 miles of the Earth's surface. Our own atmosphere is mostly nitrogen, with about 20% being the oxygen we breathe. But a planet doesn't start out having an atmosphere like ours. Much of the carbon dioxide that envelops Earth, for example, was originally embedded inside rocks and later released by heat from the sun. About a billion years ago, simple green plants started generating oxygen, which soon became a major part of our atmosphere as well. But more than these kinds of natural processes are needed to have an atmosphere. You also need gravity. Without sufficient gravity, any gases will just leak out into space and be gone. The Earth loses some of its atmosphere this way, but in general, it has enough mass to hold on. The moon, on the other hand, with only 1/6 the gravitational pull of the Earth, isn't big enough to do the job. Still, recent observations have shown that the moon does in fact have an atmosphere of its own. It's so thin, however, that it only counts as one in technical terms, and certainly couldn't be breathed. So much for that restaurant.
This is the end of Listening Comprehension.